WGCH News Center time is 7:51, and second Thursday of the month means State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Representative Meskers, good morning. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing wonderfully.
All right, good. Session ended about a week ago. You've had a week to chew on it or so. What do you think, first of all, your first session as a legislator?
Yeah, I have to say it was an incredible experience. There's something to be said to be sitting in the majority party while all the decisions are being made, and to see exactly, as they say, how the sausage gets made, right? So you're in the thick of things, both sitting on bonding revenue and finance and sitting in the General Assembly with a new governor. You really got to see how we were rolling out our measures for the state. I tell you, it's pretty exciting.
All right, so overall, what grade would you give this session or the legislature for this session?
For the legislature, you know, for, I guess, if I were going to grade the teams involved, I'd say for the governor, I'd give him a B to a B+. For the legislature, I would give them a B to a B-. Maybe, I don't think I'd go into the C category. I think the issues that were handled were mostly, I mean, the overarching issue that was handled, I thought was handled very well by the governor, was solving the $3.7 billion fiscal deficit that we were facing over the 2 years. And I think that was handled masterfully. I think the fact that we were able to solve the hospital tax issue, which was looming with a $4 billion pending lawsuit for the hospital tax, and resolving the crisis in the teachers' unfunded pension liability by working to, you know, smooth out the amortization schedule. I think those are the two biggest achievements. And those probably sit more with the governor, who really holds those, holds control of the negotiations. And then on the legislature, I think we had a decent session involving mostly social issues in terms of minimum wage, paid family medical leave, et cetera. I think there's still work to be done, but this is the governor's first session, and so steering a legislature of 185 individuals is a tough job.
What shortfalls do you think there were from the legislature to drop the grade into the B range?
Well, I think the issues that needed to be addressed or resolved, and I think it's a polemical issue, is one on marijuana, see what we're doing there. That's not probably where I want to go in terms of the fiscal issues. I think the second issue is how we're going to fund the infrastructure and resolving whether or not we're going to do tolling. I think those are the two big financial issues that we're still facing and need to be addressed.
All right, and you will address the tolling issue in the special session. And I guess the big question is, are the votes there to get a tolling system passed?
Well, you know, there I'd have to defer because I think I don't know where the rest of the legislature sits with tolling. I know the Republicans are pretty vehemently opposed to it. I know the Democrats are split. I'm hopeful that we can get it done. Just, you know, and it's not something anybody wants to hear, but I just don't see a rational financial solution to the state's issues without looking at tolling as a serious option. I mean, we're facing just, you know, a god-awful mess in the financial side on the Department of Transportation if we're hoping to put in an additional $500 to $750 million to work in the infrastructure to get this infrastructure up and running.
The governor has said he wants to meet with the leaders as soon as possible, maybe even this week or next. I mean, is it possible if he does a poll here and finds out the support's not there that there may not be a special session? Is that a possibility?
No, there definitely will be a special session because I've finally figured out how things happen. We did not vote on the bonding measures yet. So officially we haven't approved a bonding program for the state. Now the bonding program is an overarching program, so it'll cover the entire borrowing of the state in terms of for, you know, housing for various different groups for the Department of Transportation as it stands right now. So we've got to go back up at the very least to certify the bonding program. So I expect we'll be up there in special session for at least for that over the next, you know, I have to think it's during the month of June, and potentially if it doesn't happen in June, it'll happen in July. So there will be a special session. The question will be that and what other issues are covered. I was hoping as well that we would get, there was a a public option bill that failed in the to be fully coordinated and presented, and but there was a bill in health care to look at importing drugs from Canada. I'm hoping that that issue gets taken up in the special session too, because that would be a dramatic saving for our seniors and for the general population. I mean, we're dealing with drug costs that just have spiraled out of control, and if we can get ourselves to begin the process to try to certify to import drugs from Canada, we would probably cut our medical bills on the order of 50% at least.
All right, we got about a minute left, Representative Meskers. I know you want to talk about third-party energy providers.
Yeah, so in the course of the session, sitting on energy and technology, I had a chance to review the process on the third-party energy suppliers, and I just wanted to comment to the public at large that they need to be very vigilant. As I was looking at the process and sat with the Consumer Affairs Department, it's clear to me that the third-party energy suppliers are involved to a certain extent in a shell game, in that they're offering reduced rates as a teaser in entering into the energy markets. So if you all those letters you get in your house suggesting there's a third-party better way to get your energy, you have to be vigilant, because on average, after 6 months or after the first period contract, there's a good chance you'll be paying north of what Eversource does in their blended consumer rate that they offer. So we found out from the Consumer Affairs Department that there's surcharges on the order of $50 million a year to our resident customers with these third-party energy suppliers. So I'm going to be looking to beef up the regulations on that business. I'm not trying to shut anybody out of consumer choice, but if consumer choice means that you're going to be carved up by a third-party energy supplier, I'm going to make it my business to make sure that doesn't happen.
All right. State Representative Stephen Meskers, always good to talk to you, and we'll talk again next month. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Take care, Tony. Bye.
State Representative Stephen Meskers, who, by the way, will actually join me on Monday morning, about that. He's speaking before the RMA next Wednesday, so he'll join me 8:50 Monday morning. Next week, State Senator Alexandra Berkstein.
Periods of rain for today, tapering to showers this